spend only one day on it. But what's the Yisaidis? There are two Yisaidis in Taisvis. Most Taisvis have one Chiddush. And being that there's a Machlokes here, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam, and each one has his own Pshat in the Gemara, so we have two Yisaidis, or two Chiddushim, in this Taisvis. Taisvis asks, Vim Taima, Vaharmina, Meperpet, Sayra, Mayra, Kol Averis, Yavar, Val Yehoreg, so Taisa's kasha is that this Eishes Ish, why is she not allowed to, why is she allowed to be Mizana with this Hegmai? Why is she allowed to be Nenas to the Hegmai? She should be a Harag Val Yavar, she should give up her life better than to be Mizana. So Taisa has two Pshatim, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. Each one is a Chiddush. So let's try to see. The Teretz Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is that ein chayav mit misa al bi'ilas mitzri. There's no chiyav misa on the bia of a guy. Rachmana afkarei lazari de mitzri diksiv zir masusim zir masam. The word mitzri is here just from the censors. It should say it means a guy. That all guyim, the bia of a guy has no din bia. No din bia. My siraya. The parich, the ben sarah mayra, ha esther faresi havia. The Gemara asks, how is Esther allowed to be mizana with Achashverish? Aye, it was farhesia, it was an avera b'fnei asara. And there's a mandiyama there in the Gemara that any avera in front of 10 people is yaharig val yavar. So why is it ask Esther farhesia havia? Well, like parich has the gila arayas havia. Aye, she was an eshesish. The mishum arayas, like havia mechaydi. So mitach kach, since Rabbeinu Tam had such a shita, that zir masus and zir masam, so hit Rabbeinu Tam the bas Yisrael shehimira. There was a bas Yisrael that was married, and she fell in love with a guy. She shmat herself and married the guy, and she was still married to the yid. And then what happened afterwards is she became a balas truva. She became from again, and a guyish her husband was megayir. And her original husband gave her a get. And now she wanted to live with her new husband. So normally, if an Eishes Ish is Mizana, she's Usser Labal Ulabayo. An Eishes Ish that's Mizana, Baratzen, is Usser to her husband. And she's Usser Lohelam Vayat, she's Usser to the one who is Bayal her, even if her husband gives her a get. She's never allowed to marry the Bayal. But Rabbi Natan was Matir to live with the Baal, to be married to the Baal. Why? What? The Taisis doesn't bring every word of the story. The Rosh brings all the words of the story, he says, Bifesh. That was the Maisa. Taisis assumes you know that he's talking about Eishes Ish. But at any rate, So that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Zir Masus and Zir Masam. Does that mean it's Mutal L'chatchila to be Nibbalah to a guy? No. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? I think he said three things about a bia of a guy. He said it's not Yarag L'Yavar. He said, "You're not chayav misa." Tiras Rabbeinu Tam, "In chayav a misa, abiyas mitzri." And you're not also to the bayal. Those are the three things Taisa said about the bia of a guy. That there's no chayav misa for bia of a guy. That the bayal you're allowed to stay married to, and that there's not yarag valyav. So the Rivam jumps on Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "Ein nira the Rivam," and he has a bunch of kashes. The next line of the Gemara. It's beferish that if she deprutes her, so nibble up a rutz into the hegmine, or also the bailam. And then he brings another kasha from Esther, kasha of adati, that Esther was asa to her husband. So we see that even though Esther was nibble at Achashverish, she was a guy. So the l'chayr, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is a pella. But the truth is, the Ritva says this teretz bekitzer, the Pnei Yeshua mentions this as well, that all the kashas of the Rivam are from kashas, from cases where she becomes asa to her husband. where she becomes asa to her husband. Rabbeinu Tam never said that if a guy is mizani, you mutter to the husband. Rabbeinu Tam only said three things. A guy's bia is not your gayavar. You're not chayav misa for a bia of a guy. And you're not asa labayil. Those are the three things he said. To be asa labal, then maida that you're asa labal. What's the hesber? Because in the Torah, there's a parsha of arayos, erva. Meshishish, that's mizana, that's an issa erva. Zirma susim, a guy, doesn't have it in arayos. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. So there's no misa, there's no issa labayim. However, it still has a shem's nus. It's still a maisa's nus. And legabe being asa labal, even if it's just a maisa's nus, it also is enough to ask her to her husband. That's what the Ritva says. That a bias guy, that's not called arayas, it doesn't have the chaymer of an erva, it's chayav misa. But to be called a maisa's nus, it's still a maisa's nus. It was a maisa bia, still a maisa's nus. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya to this. He says, from the fact, we find in Masechta Saita, there's a concept of a bia be'ever meis. Bia be'ever meis, they're a person who can't have a kishay erva. And the Gemara has a name for it, a sheichef it's called. Can't have a kishay erva. If he's mizana with a woman, be'ever meis, without any type of kishay erva, he's just knocking his eiver into a woman. So she becomes also a baila. That's what it says in Masechta Saita, Daf Chavav, that the parsha of Saita applies. Rabbi Chanan says, in all in Yonei Bia, that's not called a Bia. All in Yonei Bia, it's not called the Erva, it's not called Asur Labayil, it's not Chayav Misa, it's nothing. Mishamish Be'ever Meis is never considered, is not considered anything. It's not considered Arayas. Elamai Zot Rabbi Chanan. We see that there's a separate parsha, Lagabi, when you ask it to your husband, and it's a separate parsha of Bia. In Yonei Bia, like Arayas, Chivei Misa, have certain requirements. And a guy is not nothing, and a guy is nothing, and a Eiver Meis is also nothing. But Lagabi being asked to the husband is much more chama. So this is what the Ritva, the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Chanan is in the Kovetz Aharis, Simim Mem Heyos Tess. All three say this Nakuda. Rabbi Shlomo Eger adds one small prat to this, which makes it much more mustaver. He says, we find that even though an Oimer Mutter is always considered a Shaygeg, there's a Chuvas Marik that says that a woman who's Mizana, a married woman who's Mizana, she's an Oimer Mutter, she thinks there's no Issa. Sounds strange, but today you have plenty of Fraya people who think there's nothing wrong. She never heard there's an Issa for an Eishes Ish to be Mizana. So even though she's a shaygeg, she doesn't get any Einish. But she's Asur Labayla anyway. Why? Because the Torah says, by Issa Labayla, it says, Umala boy Maal. Umala Maal, with Ayin. Maala boy, she rebelled against, doesn't say she rebelled against Hashem, so she's also to her husband. Umala boy, she's rebelling against her husband. A woman who's not faithful to her husband becomes asa to her husband. Even though she thinks it's muta, she thinks her Baal Shalom doesn't care. Still, umal abay mal. It's a separate geder. It's not a geder of erva. It's a geder of being not faithful to your husband. The Zakrib Shlaima Ega. If a woman is mizana with a guy, it could be, it's takatru, al pi alacha, zirmasus, and zirmasam, there's no chiyav misa, it's not an erva. But it's umala by ma. She's still being unfaithful to her husband. It's a maisa bia with a guy. So blives umala by ma. This adds an akuda to what the Ritva, the Yeshua, and they say. And if it's an einis, No, but that's why Inonis is not asa to her husband. And it's not asa to her husband. But otherwise, it's... Yes? What? Is that pshat in... Kehenes? Well, Kehenes, there's a kasuv that even by this it's asa. By this you can't call it Mala Beimal. The pasuk Mala Beimal says by Yisrael. It's just... What? Even though, yeah, by Eshes Kainis, because there's a kasev, I don't think it follows this far. So, Kaponim, that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So, what are we doing? We're saying that Rabbeinu Tam, Zir Masusim, Zir Masa, Mitaka holds, it's not a beer. Up he did. All of the kashis of the Rivam, if you follow through all three kashis, are proof that she becomes asa to her husband. Asa to her husband? That's very logical. We don't understand this far, that she becomes asa to her husband. She's being unfaithful to her husband. Let's skip down to the second of the middle-sized lines, V.A. Schleimer. Now we come to the Rivam's pshat. If the hears all his kashas on Rabbeinu Tam, Rivam says, Hachi parv. Lidjush hudai nishari, v'fisha isha hi karke oilam, v'loi avda maisa. Rivam says, a woman in a maisa bia is passive. She's passive. A man, the eggman comes and he forces her to submit to znus. She's not doing any maisa. So what? So she's not doing any maisa. That's not Yehara Gal Yavar. Yeah, the Chiddush. According to this Rivam, which is the way we paskin, even though a man is Yehara Gal Yavar in a maisa znus, in a maisa erva, Haraya, Iskila, Haraya is Yehara Gal Yavar. Three things Yehara Gal Yavar. That's for men. For a woman, Gilei Arayais, where she's passive, she's not doing a maisa, she's just submitting, she's allowing. That is not Yaharig Vayavar. A woman only has two things that are Yaharig Vayavar, Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah. But not Gilei Arayais. If a married woman is forced, she's threatened with death or to be Mizana, so she should allow herself to the man to be Mizana. Because the Isha is Karkad. She doesn't do a maisa. And this is the way we, at least the Ramah, this is the way we passed it. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this, obviously. And Chaim says that the Rambam also disagrees. So the Rambam is not machalik. So the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam hold that even though a woman is karka ilam, she's still yorva yav. So the question is, what's the svara here? Which side needs a svara? Which side needs explanation? If Gilei Arayis is Yehara Gal Yavar, so what needs explanation? The side that a woman is... right? The Rivam needs explanation. Why? What's the difference if a woman is Karka Olam? Who cares if she's not doing a Maisa? Might not give me that. So, it's still an Aveira. The Torah asked women... If she does it berotzen, she's over an Aveira. This is the Tzura of the Aveira. The Tzura of the Aveira is that a woman is passive. So the Svara of the Rivam says here in the Rush, how do you know that these three things are Yehara Gal Yavar? Alright, Avodah Zarah we know, it says B'chol Nafshech. So that's how we know Avodah Zarah is Yehara Gal Yavar. How do we know Shvichas Domim is Yehara Gal Yavar? Anybody know? How do you know I kill somebody to save your life? My chazis. A sister falon, maybe it's not Yehara Gal Yavar. So Gemara says it's a svara. No, it's not a pasuk. My chazis, the Doma Didach Sumak Tfei. Means, how do you know your blood is more red than his? Who says the Baruch Shalom wants you more than him? We can't put a value on a person's life. You never know the value of a person's life. And nobody could say that my life is worth more than someone else's. And therefore, it's not a person who's threatened, kill him or I'll kill you. So who says his life is worth more than yours? To save your life, you're allowed to do an Aveira. But to save your life, you're going to take someone else's life. So, my chaz is the Dama Didach, Sumak Tfei, who says your dam is worth any more. Now, before we get to Gilei Arayis, let me ask you a shot. What happens if somebody comes and he pushes a person down so that he's sitting on a baby and the baby's going to suffocate. Then he tells the person, if you stand up, I'll kill you. If you stand up, I'll kill you. So should he better stay where he is and kill the baby? Or should he better get up and save the baby's life, even though he'll be killed? It's Yarag Vayavar. Huh? What? Yarag Vayavar, he's killing the baby. What? But the baby's not dead. From him being on the baby for 2 seconds, the baby's not dead. The baby's only going to die if he stands up. He's only going to die if he stays there. What? According to the Rivam, he's karka ilam, so he can stay where he is. What's the logic to that?
Like a woman,
but you're not explaining the logic of it. I don't know the reason yet by a woman. What's the svar? What?
I'm not throwing myself there. If someone comes up, if the guy puts a gun to your head and says, you either shoot him or I shoot you, I'd have to do the mindset that I would have to kill the person.
Right.
Here, you have been placed in this situation, you've been tossed on top of the baby, and without doing anything, you end up killing the baby. So there's no mindset here of you're killing someone. There's no mindset, you're not doing the mindset.
I hear what you're saying, and I'll get to it. But I want to decide there's really a better line. There's a better line. You're saying the same as Betzio was saying. But what? The other one's doing the killing. That's a good thing. You're right, but there's a step before that. You're a step before that. What? Therefore, what I'm looking for is you should tell me my chassis. Who says the baby's life is worth more than my life? The whole reason I can't kill somebody is because of my chassis. Because who says my life, his life is any redder than my life is worth more than his? So I'm not allowed to kill him. So now if I cared, now it's mamish the opposite. Now I'll say, why should I save the baby's life to give my life? Who says my life is worth less? Let me stay where I am. The Rivam, and the Rush brings, B'shem, the Rivam holds of this svara, that when it comes to Shvichas Damim, why is it that I can't kill somebody to save my life? It's because we don't know. It's two equal choices, my death or his death. So since my death and his death are equal choices, you're not doing anything. So you always are shev al tasi. By killing people, it's always shev al tasi. You always just don't do. You always don't do. So not doing, if someone says kill him or I'll kill you, you have to not do. That means the person has to get killed. If the person is already in a position where he's killing somebody, and someone says stand up or I'll kill you, so he has two choices. To save his life, to save the baby's life. So they're both equal choices. Since they're equal, don't do. That's the Rivam's svara. By Shvichas Dam, yes.
You're not doing, you are doing.
You're not doing anything. You're passive. You're staying where you are. But you didn't do anything. Someone pushed you. You're now sitting on in a certain position. You're not standing up. You're remaining in the position. But you're doing it b'shev al tasi, you're doing it without movement. If the whole svara is, who says the baby, it's either me or the baby. We're equal, because we can't put a value on life. We can't say one is worth more than the other. So if we're equal, so shev al tasi, two equal choices, you don't do anything. So not doing anything here means the baby's going to die. That's the shita of the Rivam. How do we know Gilei Araya is Yarag Vayavar? Through a hekish to Shvichas Damim. We learn out of a pasuk, Kasha Yakum Ish Alochiv Kein Hadavar Hazeh. We learn out of a pasuk, a hekish of Ritzicha to Gilei Arayas. So therefore, just like Ritzich is Yarag Valyavar, Kili Arayis is Yarag Valyavar. So the Rivam Tainis, that, well, Ritzich is only Yarag Valyavar through a Maisa. It's only Yarag Valyavar through a Maisa. Since it's only Yarag Valyavar through a Maisa, so, and we're Makish to Kili Arayis, so Kili Arayis also is only Yarag Valyavar through a Maisa. And if it's without a Maisa, it's not Yarag Valyavar. So Memela, a woman who's without a Maisa, just like killing somebody without a Maisa, you're allowed to kill somebody without a Maisa to save your life. The same thing, Gilei Arayis without a Maisa is Mutter to save your life. It's not Mutter not to save your life. But in the case of Yarag Valyavar, it's Mutter. Because it's a Hekish of Gilei Arayis, the Shvichas Damin. That's the Shitas Arivam, and this is pretty much Mefurish in the Rosh, in Asugya, and in Taisis and Sanhedrin. That's what the Rivam holds. Now the question is, what do Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam hold? What are they answer to that? Now we have a good svara. So what do we do now? What do we do now with Rabbeinu Tam? What do they hold in a case? Let's go through two cases. First, the case of Ritzich. What happens if someone's pushed onto a baby, sitting on the baby, and the same thing? What do they hold? So this, Reb Chaim, has a mahalach. It's the first Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam. And what? That's one mahalach. Reb Shlaima has the mahalach you're saying, and I think many Achrayim have you the mahalach you're saying. But right now I'd like to discuss Reb Chaim's mahalach. Okay. Reb Chaim learns that in Lomdis, the Rabbam and Rabbeinu Tam argue in both cases. They hold that it doesn't matter if it's Ritzicha, it doesn't matter if it's Gilei Arayis. There's no difference between Vasei, there's no difference between Sheva Altase. The words, my chazis, the Dhamma Didach Sumut Tvei, teach us that Ritzicha is Yehar Vayavar, period. And there's no difference, any case of Ritzicha is Yehar Vayavar. That's their Shita. And therefore, it doesn't matter between Vasei, it doesn't matter between Sheva Altase. So that they're arguing, and hopefully we'll see that there are ramifications of this, but they're arguing, if what is my chazis? The Rivam takes my chazis literally. And in each case you have to be done, is it a case of my chazis? Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam say, no, my chazis is megalitas, that the Isser Ritzich is Yehar Gval Yavar. But now it's totally Yehar Gval Yavar. Reb Chaim has two haris, two kashas on the Rivam. The first kasha is the kasha that a number of you were saying. It says the case of the baby. Someone's thrown onto a baby. Does he have to get up? Zok Reb Chaim, that whole case doesn't make sense. If Reuven throws Shimon onto a baby, and that way the baby dies, who's the Retzeach? Reuven is the Retzeach. What's the difference if Reuven pushes a pillow onto a baby and kills the baby? Or he pushes a human being? The human being is the, in this case, where Reuven pressed Shimon onto a baby to kill the baby, Reuven is the Retzeach. To put it in more lamdisha words, Reuven is the Retzeach, and Shimon is just a chefza. Shimon is just a chefza, it's just an item that's being used to kill the baby. Reuven's the killer. Shimon is just being used. He's being pushed down. What?
Shimon could have gone away.
So Shimon could do Hatzalah. So the question is, do you have to risk your life to save someone? If you don't know how to swim, do you have to jump into the ocean to save someone who's drowning? So you're not mechuyif to save someone, you don't have to give your life. But you're not a Ritzayach. You're not a Ritzayach. You're a Ritzayach. You're refraining from saving the baby. But you're not doing a Maisa Ritzicha. There is no Maisa Ritzicha. It's the Svara that three of you mentioned. And it's the Chara Pella on the whole Rivan, the Rosh. Mishtarka Kasha, that Lamaisa Shimon is not doing anything. That's Reb Chaim's first Kasha. That's already totally in Svarim. We could argue about it. Is Shimon considered to be doing anything? He's not considered to be doing anything. Once Reuven lets go of him, could have gone away. Does that make him a Ritzayah because he didn't go away? Does that make him?
Yeah,
huh?
Reuven did was not enough to kill the baby. Because
does that make him a Ritzayah? I call these Ritzayah. So the Rivam holds that makes him a Ritzayah. So if someone give him Asra, you call it Ritzayah. What does the Svara say? I think I could add to Tzadim. No? Is Shimon a Ritzayach? Reuven pushes Shimon. Now, he didn't hold Shimon down the whole time. He pushed him down in the first place. He said, if you get up, I'll kill you. So is Shimon a Ritzayach or not? So Reb Chaim says he's not. And he says the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam would hold that way. The Rivam and the Rosh hold, he is a Ritzayach. Why? What would be, let's say someone fell on a baby, tripped. He fell. He's lying on a baby. Now someone gives him asra. If you don't get up, you're going to be a Ritzayach, Yechayev Misa. He doesn't get up. Is he Chayev Misa? He tripped. He fell by mistake. You know, he's an Aynes. He's a Shaydeh, an Aynes. What made him stay there? So is staying there called killing? That's the question. Is staying in that position killing? Or is falling into the position killing and staying is just not saving? Ways to look at it. It could be an avatar of a by Maisa, but I mean in the lumbus of the thing itself. Is staying on the baby called killing or not? The Rivam holds staying there is called you're killing the baby. So Meili has this whole shtickle Torah that in Maichazis. Reb Chaim learns, not that way, Reb Chaim learns that being pushed onto a baby is the Reis of Ritzicha. Not getting up is just not saving the baby. So these are Tutsdadim. These are Tutsdadim in this Machlaikis.
But shipping by mistake is probably different than somebody pushing it.
What's the difference?
The
so go to Galus. He killed Bishaygi. He tripped by mistake. He killed Bishaygi.
Alright,
so go to Galus. The question is, does he get Misa?
The force of him to stay there, that's the reason why staying is popular.
Mir Chaim will be Maida that staying there. He learns that Reuven, since Reuven is forcing him, so that's why Reuven is a Ritzach. Maybe that's Pshat and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim will be Maida if you stay there willingly, that you're a Ritzach. But maybe, what do you say? Well, you felt the other way before. Maybe he means, maybe Reb Chaim Taka means that if Reuven tells Shimon, if you get up, I'll kill you, so Reuven is forcing him to stay. So Reuven is a Ritzach.
Well,
he pushed him and he didn't let him do the
Hayim. Yeah,
if he fell himself, I'd be Maida. But here he pushed him. And now he's being Maida Atzala. Not sure how to break. It's very hard to cut this in half. How do you... And he needs a Raya from somewhere. If a person is being used, it needs a Raya. Reb Chaim doesn't bring Raya. So he says, I'll be sorry. Needs a raya. I could see Tutsdadim. Needs a raya one way or the other. If you're already in a position before Shabbos, somebody puts his finger on a bell. The bell is ringing. He puts his finger on a buzzer and it's ringing. He keeps his finger there. Let's say keeps his finger. You could argue he's pressing. He sits down on a button, and the bell is ringing. He sits there into Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos. Is that called he's doing malacha? What do we say? No, he's just not stopping it from ringing. What do you say, Alfie Svara? What? Is he just not stopping it, or he's doing it? What? She's allowed to get up. He stops the... You're allowed to stop the bell. You just make it not ring the next minute. You're not extinguishing a fire. It'd be a flame, you'd be right. Getting up would be a shiloh. But he's just making it shouldn't ring another minute. There's nothing wrong with making it not ring. Breaking the circuit. That's a good example. So I have to get a better example. What's a better example? It'll be the same thing, turning it off. What? What's considered? Yeah, but there, it burns by itself. You don't keep your finger on it. The truth is, the reason you can't use it there is because it's not similar to the nace. It has to be zechel and nace. It's really the reason. Otherwise, you'd be allowed. It's just not a zechel to the nace. That's why. Al Kapanim, this is what Reb Chaim. It's funny to say, Machlokes Reb Chaim and the Rosh. Reb Chaim can argue with the Rosh and the Rivam. It must be he means that this is what Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam will hold. This is what Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam will feel. The second point of Reb Chaim. It's a famous Reb Chaim because it's the first one, you know, in the Sefer. It's also interesting, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, yes, another Kasha. You know that Reb Chaim always supports the Rambam Shita. You know, the brisk b'chlal, right? The Rambam is always right. So here he brings a raya, another kasha on the Rivam. You have to listen carefully to the kasha. He has a kasha from a Gemara above Metziah, Daf Samach Beis, famous Gemara. Shnayim Shoyohelchin b'Midbar. Two people are traveling in the desert, and one of them has water, and the other one doesn't have water. And there's no way they can. It's another few days traveling. So what do? The one who has water, does he drink the water himself and save his own life, or does he share the water? So there's one man, the Amar in the Gemara, Ben Petira, who holds that you share the water. Al Yira Ben Mises Chaveri, you have to share the water. And we passed him with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that what? That V'chayachicha imach, chayecha koidim l'chayecha v'ercha. He says, Zeres HaKosim, of chayecha koidim, v'chayachicha imach, chayecha koidim l'chayecha v'ercha. That you don't give away your life to save your friend. Chayecha koidim l'chayecha v'ercha. Zeres HaKosim, what? By sharing the water, you both die. So better that you drink the water yourself. So how is the Shver on the Rivam? What did Rivam say? Rivam, Rabbi Kiva needs Xeris HaKosuv to tell you that you're allowed to drink it and save your own life. If there was not a special Xeris HaKosuv in such a case, a Fayecha Kaidman, then you would have no heter to save your life. So now, in the case where someone throws a person down on a baby, how could the Rivam say, Al pi svara, my chazis, that I'm allowed to save my life, despite the fact that I'm causing the death of the baby? How could he say that, Al pi svara? He's saying, it's a svara, my chazis. We see from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that there is no such svara. Because if you say my chazis to save your own life, then say the same thing when you're in the midbar. Say, what do I need a pasuk chayecha kaidman? Say my chazis that your blood is better than my blood. According to the Rivam, that's a svara. My chazis is a svara. It's a svara that who says your life is better than mine. So in that case, in the midbar, say the same thing. My chazis, and I don't need a pasuk chayechicha imach. I don't need a gzeres hakasav. It's a svara that I my who says your life is more important than mine? Okay, good. You're on the ball today. Good. 1 second. This is what Reb Chaim says anyway. I'm telling you what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says this. He says this as a kasha on the Rivam. How could the Rivam say a svara that my chazis I can use to save my own life? So in the midbar, I should say the same thing. Why do I need a pasuk? So memela that gemara shver on the Rivam, and it's a raya that you don't use my chazis and period. That's the end of Reb Chaim. That's what Reb Chaim says. Rav Shach, Davi Ezri, says what you're saying. He's matmiya on this Reb Chaim. It's very bekitza, but he basically says that. What do you mean? The case there is not a question of your life or his life. The other man, the Omer and the Gemara, says you share it. And what happens if you share it? They both die. So what's the svara to that in the first place? What's the svara that we should share it and we'll both die? The cloud doesn't make sense. The cloud doesn't make sense. So many achrayim learn pshat that the pshat there is it's better you should both share it, and who knows, maybe till tomorrow there'll be a suffix, there might be some other atzalah. Right now he's going to die of thirst. So Ben Patira's svara is, let's share it. And it will have a suffix atzalah. Maybe by tomorrow we'll bump into a different person traveling in the midbar who has water. So Ben Patira's svara is that maybe we'll both be saved. So Rabbi Kiva says no. Chayecha kaid. Your life is ahead of a suffix. You don't have to put your life in a suffix to save someone else. So I need the Gzeres HaKasev for a different reason. My Chazis doesn't apply there b'chlal. There I need the Pasuk to tell me that I shouldn't share the water and create a suffix. My life takes precedence to a suffix Hatzol of somebody else. I might save my life and his. So b'chlal is not a raya from that Gemara. So that's how they answer Reb Chaim, but basically turns out that we have two mahalchim in my chazis. The Rivam's mahalach is that my chazis is a svara that we play with. That in each case we pull our beards, we say, oh, what's in this case? My chazis. And the Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam say, no, my chazis is just a giloy. It just tells us that Ritzich is Yarek Val Yavar. But once it's Yarek Val Yavar, it's just Yarek Val Yavar, that's it. Ritzich is Yarek Val Yavar, period. There are many nafkaminas. There's a Reb Shlomo Kluger who holds that if someone points a gun at Reuven and says, either you kill Pliny. Now Pliny is a treifa. He's a person who has an injury, he's going to die within 12 months. He's a treifa. Someone says, kill the treifa or I'll kill you. What's it then? So Pashit, you would say, it's Yarek Val Yavar. It's killing a treifa is also Ritzicha. A treifa, he could still live for 2 months or 3 months. It's also Pashit, you would say, that it's also Ritzicha. So what's Rosh Shlomo Kluger, what's a Chiddush to say? What? It's not considered a mace, it's Darf Dominion. Kai Mitzvahs. Shlomo Kluger is Mechadish. You say, my Chazis. Well, what's the whole reason I can't kill him? Because who says my blood is better than his? Here, the Torah says my blood is better than his. The Torah says that if you kill a treifa, if someone kills a treifa, doesn't get misa. He's overly certain somebody doesn't get misa. They're not equal lives. It's not nefesh tachas nefesh. It's not equal lives. So Shlomo Kluger is mechadesh. I don't know if this is halacha l'maisa. God forbid it should ever come l'maisa. Reb Shlomo Kluger is mechadish. He says, my chazis. What's the whole reason I can't save my life? Because who says my blood is better than his? But if he's a treifa, my blood is better than his blood. Because the Torah was megala to me that it's not nefesh tachas nefesh. From nefesh tachas nefesh we learn out that a person is only chayv mis if he kills somebody who's an equal nefesh. A treifa is not an equal nefesh.
Where do we know that from?
What?
Where do we know that from?
From nefesh tachas nefesh. That's what we learn out. The Gemara Sanhedrin learns that out. There's yet a case of even greater significance, which is a machlaikis rishayin. There's a shayla where Goyim come to a city and they say, Tinu lanu nefesh achas, give us Pliny, we want to kill him. And if not, we're going to kill the whole city. Tnu lanu nefesh achas, and if not, we're going to kill the whole city. So, if that person is not in the city, he's not here. He is hiding. He'll get away. So then everybody agrees, you're not allowed to go and get him, and give him up, in order to save the city. It's my chazis. Who could say that even one person's life Even 100 people's life is more than one. My chazis, if one life has an infinite value, so 100 lives is not worth any more. The shaila is, what happens if that person is also in the city? There are 100 people in the city. And if the guy are going to come, they'll kill him anyway. He's going to die anyway. He'll die. He'll be one of the 100 adars. So they say, listen, either you give him to us, or else we'll kill out the city. What's the deal? So the Kesef Mishnah says, it's awesome. Yehard Val Yavar. Why Seretzuch is Yehard Val Yavar? So you're not allowed even to save 100 lives. You're not allowed to kill somebody. And the Kesef Mishnah brings, B'shem the Ramach, Reish Mem Endachav, Ramach, it must be a Rishon, who said, no, you're allowed to give him up. Why? Why? He says, L'chayr, very glad to svara. My chazis. Why can't I kill somebody to save my life? Because it's equal. My life and his life are equal. How can I kill somebody to save my life? My chazis. In this case, what's the my chazis? Either 100 people, including him, will die, or just he alone will die. So of course it's better he should die, no? Good svara, no? A good svara. Either 100 people, including him, will die, or he alone is going to die. So here, there's not my chazis. You can't say, who says your blood is better than his? What do you mean? Either he and I will die, or just he? Him alone? Ramach says, you're mechuyev to give him up. You're mechuyev to give him up. My chazis. Chaz doesn't apply here. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the Ramach, and he says, very funny words, he says, he disagrees, he says, my chazis lav dafka. My chazis is lav dafka. What does it mean, my chazis is lav dafka? It means that you can't twist my chazis into a case of killing, of being mati ritzicha. Loi sirtzach is yahar v'ayava, period. The Kesef Mishnah says. It's always yahar, you can't twist my chazis. That Kesef Mishnah l'chayra is not like the Rivam. What did the Rivam do? Rivam said that we could, every case we have to analyze and see my chazis. If someone throws me on a baby, I could say my chazis, that his life is worth more than mine. So I could say my chazis, that my life is less than his, and I could stand the baby. If so, then the Ramach is right, like the Rivam. The Ramach is right. If he's one of the members of the city, so I should be allowed, not only I should be allowed to give him up, if the guy says, kill him, or I'll kill, I should be allowed to kill him, be a dying. Because there's no my chazis. The Kesef Mishnah, Kedarka, goes with Shita Saramban. The Kesef Mishnah always goes with Shita Saramban. The Rambam holds that there's no difference. There's no chilek. My chazis is just a giloy. It teaches us Yehara Gal Yavar. But once it's Yehara Gal Yavar, no difference, it's always Yehara Gal Yavar. Memela. According to him, you can't kill one person. Even to save a million people, you can't kill one person. Ritzicha is Yehara Gal Yavar. You can never be a Ritzicha to save lives. So this is the way Reb Chaim learns the Machlaikis, the Rivam, and Rabbeinu Tam. He makes it into a very broad Machlaikis. There are others, Reb Shlaima Tainis, that it's not Muchrich in this Machlaikis. But Lamaisa, this is the way in the Yeshiva Welt, we learn like Reb Chaim's Mahalach. Kamar Oda Achroinim learn like Reb Chaim's Mahalach, that this is a big Machlaikis. The words Karka Oilam become a very great Machlaikis. So this is the end of this Sugya. We are going to continue Ksubis and Mitzvah Hashem in 2.5 weeks. We'll start from the Sugya of Aynis, B'sheni Le'ichnais, or Le'ichanais. After Sukkis. For those who are new here, one of the attractions that brings so many people to the shir is that we always have a bechina after Sukkis on whatever we learn till Sukkis. And I know the guys who are here already know, but I want to mention for new guys, Beforehand, people have say it's babyish, bechinis. But after you chazer and you know it, nobody ever had tainus to me. As a matter of fact, people came over to me and they said when I said it, they thought it was a babyish thing. But afterwards, at least the ones who learned, told me that they were very happy about it. So what I'd like to do is, when we come back, to give a bechina, it's a short bechina, there's too many questions, I can't mark so many papers. Anybody from last year who still wants their papers, I think it's still in the library. And you can go and get them. But what I'm going to do tomorrow, Blinda, is give a chazara sheet, like I used to give last year, on the mefarshim, to write out the basic mefarshim on each amid. And the chazar is to blot. Anybody who has any reason they feel they can't do it should speak to me ahead of time. Not afterwards, because afterwards, if you didn't do it over Yantif, you'll have to do it like the first week when we get back. It's going to shtar your the next sugis. So please make sure to do it over Yantif. And Chazik Marashi Taisvis, and the basic mafarshim that we spoke out, I'll give you a sheet to help you know what they are. Tomorrow is still, it's Hashem, tomorrow will be Shmuz, regular time, Erev Shabbos. Before I forget, I'd like to invite, as I do every year, invite you to my home for Sukkot Space Hashayeva on the second day of Sukkot. I think it's Sunday, right? Sukkot Shabbos Sunday. So Sunday, mincha time. We usually have a mincha in the house, and let's figure out what this man mincha would be. Probably about 6:15. Makes sense. So 6:15 on Sunday. Those of you who live far away, we provide transportation after Havdalah for everyone to go home. So as many as can fit into the automobiles that we have. But usually we have a few cars and we're able to get everybody home. Worst comes to worst, if it's sleepover. But, okay, so Mitzvah Shem, second day of Sukkot at 6:15 at my home.